There's a very important reason why you should use target profile, and it's called competition. Hi, I'm Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com. I'm going to talk to you about competition and target profiling. Now, when you start to do target profiling, your competition is going to think you're completely nuts because they're going to check out your website. From time to time, your competition comes to your website and they start to look at what you're doing. And they'll think you've gone completely nuts because instead of talking about all the features of your product or service, you're starting to talk about just one, and you're driving home that one point, and your competition says, we're going to cream these guys. They've completely lost the plot. And that's the most interesting part of it all. You haven't lost the plot, and you know why the competition is going to go crazy in a few months because you're going to get all their business. Why are you going to get all their business? It's a very simple reason why you're going to get all of their business. And that is that when the client comes there, when Anita comes to your website and she wants to buy your product, she feels the emotions that your target profile had. So the target profile says, every time I'm trying to get the kids in, there's always a problem with this and this and this and this. And your target profile is going to give you the words. Now, it's very important that you understand that you need not translate the words that she's said. Whoever your target profile is, she's going to give you the words. You're going to take those words and you're going to put them in your sales copy. You're going to put them in your presentations. You're going to put them wherever you need to get the message across to your client. When you put her exact words, that's when things change. I'll tell you, a long time ago, not so long ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was doing a website workshop. And I didn't know what to write. I was talking about things like, hey, maybe the economy is not doing so well, or you're not making so much money through your website. And so I called up a client, and I did this target profiling exercise. And he turned to me and he said, Sean, you've got, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people coming to your website, and I have only 5,000. How do I make my website profitable if I have fewer numbers of clients? How do I build a business with just fewer numbers of clients? And I took that exact headline and I put it on the sales copy. And then I took exactly what he said right after that and put it in the sales copy. Most people think that I'm a very good copywriter. I'm a very good transcriber. And that's what you need to be. You need to be a very good transcriber. You will transcribe and you will start to see how things change for you once you transcribe. But here are some important points when you're getting down to transcribing. So there you are and you're ready to transcribe. Your client is speaking to you. What are you going to write down? You're not going to write down anything. You might make a few points, but you've got a recorder in front of you, or you're recording through the phone, or you're recording through a video, whichever way. Whichever way is suitable for the client and for you, and you're comfortable with it. You're having a conversation. You're asking questions. The questions are already in the brain audit. You already know the questions. Open up the brain audit. Start looking at them. You're just asking them the questions, and you're writing down, you're recording the answers. Then you're taking that to a transcriber, and you're getting it transcribed. Then you're taking that information, and you're going to go through it and see the parts that are really interesting. And you're going to pull that aside and put it on your web page. And then you're going to go back to your client and ask them, is this what you meant? Is this important to you? And your client will tell you. You've done nothing in the process. You've actually done a whole bunch of cut and paste, a whole bunch of transcribing, and that's how you start to get results. You probably want to become a copywriter, you want to write fancy copy, or you probably hate the concept of being a copywriter. Well, here's a way out. Here's a way out that's very effective. And that's all you've got to do. So, remember, if you want to really cut the competition out of the deal, you have to start speaking to the client. You have to get a profile. And once you start to get the profile, your competition will think you're completely nuts. They'll think this guy is going under. This woman is going under. This is not going to work for them. And that's precisely when your customer will come there and she'll look at your sales page and say, wow, this page was written exactly for me. This pitch is done exactly for me. This presentation is like I wrote it. She'll feel the emotion. She'll feel the power. She'll feel the passion. She'll read the words. And that's when she'll buy, and she'll come back to buy more and more. But you have to trust your gut and go with target profile. Go with it today and see the difference and drive your competition crazy. That's me, Sean D'Souza, saying bye for now. Bye-bye.